Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally Seven and let it be.
Lord, on this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so to just let it be. My friends, we're continuing with Napoleon Hill's seminal work, Think and Grow Rich, with the third step that is based on auto-suggestion. What I have found since doing and beginning this series recapping is to recognize, whilst there isn't anything new that I am learning, what I am recognizing is that how easily I have forgotten certain steps, or I have forgotten to be continuous in whatever it is that I should have been doing in regards to what I want manifested in my life. One of the things that I am absolutely certain about, whatever it is we want to change within ourselves, we want to manifest for ourselves, we want to see for ourselves, it cannot and will not happen without us putting in the time, the energy, the effort, the persistency to achieve it. I, for one, have not reached the level of consciousness where I need to just visualize and affirm once, and that is sufficient. There may be people out there that are able, but I certainly know for myself, when I am being honest, that is not me. And so what I appreciate is always the universe knows what I need and knows what each of us need. This recapping of this incredible work that was written in the last century, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, it is a reminder of the things that we forget and we let slip and let slide, just because that's the nature of being human. So this step that we are looking at, this step that we are looking at this week is the step of auto-suggestion. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Napoleon, who said it, auto-suggestion is the agency of control through which an individual may voluntarily feed his subconscious mind on thoughts of a creative nature, or by neglect permit thoughts of a destructive nature to find their way into the rich garden of the mind. So auto-suggestion or self-suggestion, I believe, is a conscious suggesting that, or suggestion that you are giving to yourself, whether it's in the form of a verbal affirmation or a mental image. And the reason I'm emphasizing it's a conscious one, because I think that oftentimes we can be giving ourselves unconscious auto-suggestions by way of what we are thinking, feeling, and affirming for ourselves, whether it's I'm fed up, I'm broke, I am too tired, I am whatever. So I think there are auto-suggestions we are giving to ourselves on a regular basis, which is why today I want us to emphasize and focus on the conscious auto-suggestions that we need to be affirming. Now, the thing about auto-suggestions, as with anything and everything that we are affirming, as we have shared over the years, you have to inject it with feeling and emotion. If you are just going to repeat it verbatim with nothing added to it, you're just making a statement which has no value. It's almost like eating something with calories that have no benefit to you. And so you cannot say it in a bored or in a sense of just doing it for the sake of it. And you cannot affirm things with negative words in it. We are working with the subconscious mind. And as I have shared and said many occasions, the subconscious mind is simply taking your command and not differentiating whether it's a positive or a negative. It is simply taking what is the thing that has the feeling behind it and taking that to bring back into your experience. And so if we are going to use auto-suggestion constructively, then let us phrase our suggestions positively. Let us use language that support whatever it is that I or you are wanting, so that when we are impressing our subconscious minds, it can reflect back to us the affirmative, constructive, positive thing that we are speaking to, that we are affirming for, that we are holding the mental imagery about. I have said many a time that when you are imagining something, when you are taking time to visualize, or some people would say daydream, and you add the feeling to it, the subconscious does not differentiate between what is being imagined and what is actual. Always I like to remind you of when you are dreaming and in the dream you think you are falling. The subconscious mind responds with an automatic where you physically are shaking as if to protect yourself from the fall. It isn't thinking she's only dreaming, he's only dreaming, it's not real. And so for us to create the mental imagery that supports the auto-suggestion that we are thinking, feeling, and saying we want for ourselves, we have to add the emotion. And always we are doing it in the present tense. And phrase the language in the present so that it corresponds in a more natural way. And by that I mean, sometimes it is easier to say, I am becoming more confident and calm and serene, as opposed to saying, I am confident, calm, and serene. Because the subconscious mind will be saying, no, you're not. And so by just injecting the word becoming, there's no conflict or fighting with it because it recognizes this is a process that is happening. So rather than make a statement, albeit positive, that's going to cause conflict within, create it so that it allows for the action of it happening, the process of it happening. I am becoming more patient and forgiving. I am becoming more prosperous. I am becoming more and more at peace with myself. Just by interjecting, that one little word in the present can allow for the subconscious mind to accept it as a reality. So we're looking and we're creating our auto-suggestions to make them positive, affirmative, in the present tense. We also have to always add some action to help solidify it. I remember a while back when I was doing and studying Psych K, which was again the reprogramming of the subconscious mind. And always after you had done the reprogramming, you had to follow through with an action. I always remember very clearly when I first went, it was in Wales. And I had to drive over the Severn Bridge, which truly, when you know me, you know I don't like bridges and things that are high up. It sends me into a spin, flyovers, that's the ones, flyovers. And so I went to this and determined to stay overnight because I didn't want to have to drive back over the Severn Bridge at night or drive back over flyovers at night. But then we said, right, once you've done this, you then have to take action. Well, the obvious action, if I was to solidify that I was overcoming my fear of driving over bridges and driving late at night, was to actually do it. So I cancelled my reservation to stay overnight and drove back. And whilst I was sweating and in panic mode, the action helped solidify what the auto-suggestion was that I had created for myself. So when you are creating auto-suggestions for yourself, it can't just be the affirmations alone. You have to put into action some steps towards whatever it is you are saying you are becoming or wanting to achieve or acquire. And so, my beloved, this is always the work that we are required to do. Takes time, takes effort, takes commitment, takes discipline. I recognize sometimes I am not the most disciplined of people. And I have to keep reviewing what I need to be doing in order to make myself do better, be better, so that I can express better. My sacred text today, the first is from Colossians 3:2. It says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Romans 12:2, do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Proverbs 23:7, as someone thinks within himself, so is he. So these sacred texts that are referencing how we need to be positive and in control of what we are thinking, holding in consciousness, allowing to be uppermost in our minds, and how we need to change, be transformed by how we think, see, and perceive things. My story that I want to share is really about the inventor, shall we say, of autosuggestion, and share how he set about this. When the French pharmacist Emile Coué, from 1857, born and passed in 1926, was age 28, he met the great Ambroise Auguste Lebault, himself a country doctor, and assisted him for about 2 years in his hypnotic clinic at Nancy. By 1901, Coué had started to employ a technique of hypnotic induction by graduated waking suggestions. However, by 1910, Coué had abandoned classical hypnotism in favor of his technique of conscious autosuggestion, in which subjects are taught how to use suggestion and imagination for themselves. At this point, Coué founded a movement he termed the New Nancy School, in reference to the Nancy School of Hypnosis founded by Lebault, who had passed away a few years earlier. Coué makes it clear that he abandoned the hypnotic inductions of Lebault, and his eminent student, Hippolyte Bernheim, because he found that some people did not sleep when instructed to do so, and seeing this as failure, became prematurely disillusioned with the treatment. Coué attempted through the very name conscious autosuggestion to address the two most fundamental misconceptions about hypnotism. One, the client is normally conscious and not asleep, unconscious, or in a trance. Two, the client is not under the hypnotist's control or power, but responds primarily because he voluntarily accepts suggestions in the form of autosuggestion. A more formal expression of his work, based upon a series of university lectures, was published by his disciple Charles Baudouin in Suggestions and Autosuggestions in 1920. Baudouin himself was an educationalist, psychotherapist, and a professor of philosophy at the Rousseau Institute and University of Geneva. And he says he saw him treating over 100 patients each day, carrying out 40,000 consultations per year. Many people have heard of Coueism, a popularity curiously illustrated by the fact that the description of the Coué method was included in the lyrics of the well-known pop song by John Lennon, Beautiful Boy, which says, "Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy, before you go to sleep, say a little prayer. Every day in every way, it's getting better and better." Coué only felt it was necessary to instruct his patient in two main auto-suggestion practices. One, the general method, his famous general purpose formula, "Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better." This was to be repeated at least 20 times every single night with your eyes closed. And two, the specific method. The specific formula simply is going, whether it's of a pain or acute symptom or distress. Coué actually says, "I advise English-speaking people to stick to the French version, it being much easier to say, ça passe, quickly, than the longer and more awkward expression, it is passing or it is going." He thought this was best done very rapidly at the risk of gabbing, which he believed helped prevent the intrusion of contrary thoughts which might conflict with the suggestion. Kuro advised his students to rub the affected area, lightly but rapidly, at the location of pain or tension, or to pass the hand over the forehead if the symptom was purely an abstract thought or feeling. In his seminars, he would rub the area himself and repeat, it is going, or ça passe, ça passe, ça passe, whilst asking the subject to mimic him by repeating the suggestion along with him. According to Bodan, Kuei prescribed that the special suggestion should be gabbled rapidly to avoid the intrusion of counteracting thoughts because it aims at a simple sensory change. By contrast, the general suggestion should be repeated slowly, even piously, because it is a high-level instruction which requires some spontaneous reflection on the specific changes which it entails. According to Emily, the only limitations that are in real life are those posed by the laws of nature itself. It follows that outside of that, anything is possible for you to achieve. One, the law of concentrated attention, ideas upon which attention become focused upon becoming correspondingly magnified in their effect. And two, the law of auxiliary emotion, when, for one reason or another, an idea is enveloped in a powerful emotion, there is a more likelihood that this idea will be suggestively realized. The auxiliary role of emotion in capturing attention and transforming an idea into bodily action is a key feature to spontaneous negative auto-suggestion. Negative ideas stick in our minds because of the powerful emotions attached to them, especially the emotion of fear. Three, the law of reversed effect. The law of reversed effect raises a second obstacle to the use of auto-suggestion, because the more we try to consciously struggle with a dominant idea, the more powerful it affects it becomes. Describing the law of reversed effect is exemplified by the self-antagonistic attitude of mind that says, I would like to, but I cannot. This notion might be seen as similarly to the modern technique of reverse psychology, a persuasion technique which aims paradoxically to persuade someone to accept an idea by suggesting the opposite to them. And four, the law of subconscious teleology. When the end has been suggested, the subconscious mind finds its realization, auto-suggestion then focuses upon the goal and allows the mind to spontaneously find its own means to achieve that goal. It is true that this attitude seems conducive to auto-suggestion, though it should be qualified by adding that the terms of complex or long-term goals, it is usually advisable to break them down into steps and stages because the mind sometimes has a limited ability to work out solutions spontaneously. I wanted to share his formula for doing it because, as you realize, what his formulas are is what we have spoken about and looked at over time. And especially the last one, which is talking about how the mind receives, that was when we were talking about in previous Sunday Souls. And when we were giving ourselves the suggestions at night or when we woke up in the morning. It is incumbent upon us, because we're the ones that have to consciously choose whatever suggestions we are going to put in consciousness. We need to be certain about what it is we want to achieve for ourselves. I've shared with you before, if we are wishy-washy in whatever it is we think we want to be, do, or have, or achieve, we will never accomplish it. The mind, which is the master power that molds and makes and man is mind, and evermore he takes the tools of thought, shaping as he wills, bringing forth a thousand joys, a thousand ills. He thinks in secret, and it comes to pass, for environment is but a looking glass. I learned that many, many, many moons ago. Whilst I cannot remember what I thought or said yesterday, I can always remember that, because it is such a powerful reminder of how impressive and important the mind is, and what we are holding in mind to create our reality. The poem that I want to share with you this morning is anonymous. Success is doing your job the best you can and being just to your fellow man. It's figuring how and learning why and looking forward and thinking high. And dreaming little and doing much, it's keeping always in closest touch with what is finest in word and deed. It's being clean and it's playing fair. It's laughing lightly at same despair. It's sharing sorrow and work with mirth and making better this good old earth. It's serving and striving through strain and stress. It's doing your noblest. That's success. Napoleon says, don't be afraid to aim in choosing your life's goal. No matter how high your aim, your achievements may fall below it. My science of mind reading this morning is entitled Living Beyond Precedent. The first quote is Elaine Welter Roth, who says, when the world tells you to shrink, expand. Ernest Holmes from Creative Living says, every one of us has in the back of us the potential of the universe. The author writes, principle is not bound by precedent. This is a fancy way of saying just because it has been a certain way doesn't mean it always has to be a certain way. How often do we get stuck in limiting beliefs and default thinking? This way of thinking often keeps us tethered to the ground and whispers that we should just sit still because there's no way that things can be different. And who are we to think otherwise? It sort of feels like running in a three-legged race, that awkward feeling of wanting to move but have to account for extra baggage in the process. Lately, for me, this way of seeing things has become strangely dissatisfying. I have felt the urge, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, to break away from old frameworks and step into more expansive and adventurous ways of operating. Every day becomes a new opportunity to put those old ideas and beliefs under a microscope and see them for exactly what they are. They may have been beneficial in the past, but now maybe they no longer serve us. A new way, a new view is being called forth that speaks to our deepest desires and passions in this moment. This new view calls us to step out in ways we have never thought possible, ways that represent the truth of who we are, ways that ignite the fire of creativity and speak to a life lived beyond precedent. My beloved, there is nothing that the universe is withholding from us. But it requires that we have to step up and do our part as sons and daughters of the Most High God, to claim, to be, to live, to express and experience all that it has already provided for us. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for this morning's reflective meditation by Reverend Rafe Ellis, entitled One Journey, Many Paths. As always, as we bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and expansion. I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As you take the next breath in, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving breath of God. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Now affirm. One infinite, ever-present substance. One infinite, ever-present source. One infinite, ever-present and continuous activity of creation. This one creates out of itself, by itself, to be itself, expanding itself in, through, and as its creation. It is the abundance of infinite possibility. It is perfect love, giving freely of itself to its creation without restriction, without expectation, without demand. It is perfect peace, the harmonious operation of one within itself, one life unfolding itself, expressing the desires of its heart in exquisitely individualized physical expressions, being present in physical form. I must be an exquisitely individualized physical expression of a desire of life itself, to know itself, to unfold itself as this life I am living, being made of it, by it, to be it. I must be one with it. There is no me separate from it. In the truth of oneness, what is true of me must be true of all. In this awareness of oneness, from the consciousness of the One, I speak my word. I claim, affirm, and accept it as real. That every individualized expression of the One is awakening to and embodying the very wholeness, perfection, and completeness of the One Divine Self. I claim, affirm, and accept as real that every individualized expression of the One unfolds and expresses in the perfect harmonious operation of one life, that every individualized expression of the One loves without restriction, without expectation, without demand. That every individualized expression of the One unfolds in perfect, authentic celebration of its divine self, knowing that as it does, the One is most fully expressed and realized, made real in form, in the confidence and gratitude of knowing that the word spoken is the word fulfilled. I release all attachment and control of how life unfolds. I joyfully release my word to the perfect activity and timing of divine law, the very soul of Creator itself. It is done, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as you allow those powerful words to resonate with you. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, who is the Creator, the Sustainer, the Provider, the Giver of all that is, whose center is everywhere and circumference nowhere, is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, knowing that we live, move, and have our being in your divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. Let us know that we as sons and daughters of the Most High God have the ability to co-create with you. And let our suggestions to our conscious mind be in alignment with that which we want to impress in our subconscious mind, in a positive, constructive way and manner that allows our superconscious mind to bring about and manifest that which we are affirming and believing for ourselves. There is nowhere where you are not. There is only the one mind, the one intelligence that takes the impress from our minds. And as our teacher taught us, according to our faith, it will be done. So let us make sure that we are imprinting and impressing only that which we want to be, do, achieve, or accomplish for our lives, for our loved ones, for our families, for our health, for our well-being, for whatever it is. Mother, Father, God, at this time, there is so much that is happening across our world. And even in times when it's bleak to try and maintain the vision of a world that works, let us not lose heart. And remember that in spite of appearances, you are still at work. And we are the tools, the vessels, the hands and feet through which you must work through. So let us be willing to open ourselves to do whatever you put upon our hearts to do, to make the changes in our thoughts, behaviors, and our attitudes that can create a world of peace. peace, a world of equity, of justice, of fairness, of love, of acceptance, where every need is met. For those who are saying they are fighting in your name, for those who feel that they are superior to others, for those that are sitting in judgment, condemnation, whatever. For those that have forgotten that this planet is only for us to caretake, not for us to pollute. Let us hold in our hearts the healing for our world and for all sentient beings within it. Let us hold in our hearts a world that works for all, a world of oneness. Mother, Father, God, there are those that are transitioning home to you, and there are those that have already transitioned. May those left behind be supported in their grief and their sorrow and their sadness to know that the end of this life expression is not the end of life. For your spirit that indwells us is eternal. We come from you and to you we shall return. May the angels comfort them in their times of sadness. Beloved Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For your unending grace, your infinite blessings, your eternal peace, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Please repeat after me our Science of Mind affirmation. Today, I release old frameworks.
I release old frameworks.
And step into
a more expansive
and adventurous.
Way of operating.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
A prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Manifesting and expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, the words you speak become the house you live in. My closing benediction. We entrust to you, eternal God, those times when we can see only shadows and lose sight of the hope to come. The times when suffering seems so senseless, life so fragile, war so unstoppable, and death so permanent. Bless us with the assurance that you are in all things, the tragic and the beautiful, the nightmare and the dream, the light and the darkness. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the peace of the world today, tomorrow, and forever. And so it is. And so my closing song is one that truly moves me. It's Brandon Lake, entitled God Is Not Against Me. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Strong and courageous, and I don't feel like I can. You could have turned me away, but you chose me instead. You say that I'm gonna make it, but I don't feel like I can. You see the battle I'm facing, and you're stepping in. You're running with me, you're working through me, fighting for me, God is not against me. You're running with me, you're working through me, fighting for me, God. Against me, I had a dream of the Savior who called me his friend. I used to fight on my own, but never again.
God is not against me.
Oh, love that song. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful week. Until next Sunday, peace and blessings.
Thank you.